appreciate it. Oh man, just sometimes, you know, throwbacks really get to me. And if you don't know that instrumental, I'll be more than happy to share with you. Oh, another one of my favorites is by Tupac, God bless his soul, called Dear Mama. And man, when I heard this song growing up, I didn't, yeah, I listened to the lyrics, don't get me wrong, like, yeah, I listened to the beat, but I wasn't really hearing his message. I wasn't really listening to what he had to say. Yes, I can read words on a paper, online, and, you know, anywhere, but if you're not getting the message behind it, then you're missing the point, you know, you're missing the vibe, why he even did it to begin with, you feel me? And, you know, as I've gotten older, all I can say is that I'm appreciative of the mother I have. I am more grateful than ever as I get older, as time goes on, that I am blessed to have a mother like I do. And I know it's a hard, I guess, subject to talk about, since, you know, there are people who didn't grow up with a mother and might not be feeling what I am feeling. But even if she wasn't my mother, I have to admit, she is my rock. She is my role model. She is, you know, the person I look up to and constantly give thanks besides the Lord, because I continue to think and continue to believe that if I didn't have someone like her, you know, I don't know where I would be. You know, she's the reason why I'm on the path I am on. Of course, yes, God has his path for me, but, you know, as a parent, as a mother, as, you know, someone that loves you to death, you know, they just want the best for you, so they will do everything in their power to go ahead and do that. They will, you know, go out of their way to make sure that I am good, you know. And it doesn't have to be a mother, you know, or a parent to find someone like that, you know. There are so many different types of people out there that you just never know the type of connection you're going to have, the type of connection you can build, the type of people you will bump into. And that's why I will always say to just, you know, be open, you know, open your eyes, because sometimes, you know, sometimes that our best friend becomes the person we've been sitting next to for 10 years that we've never said hello to. You know what I mean? It could just be the simplest things that people have a connection on, and, you know, that's all she wrote. You know what I mean? But for me, you know, I just will always appreciate everything my mother has done. You know, I, like I've said before, it's not a thought when my mother asks me to do something for her. I will do it. So perfect example was this weekend. I go to a church over in St. Boston. Oh my goodness. St. Stephen's in Boston. If people don't know about that particular church, I have to admit, I would recommend it if you are a Catholic person who is, I would say very old school. Just the way the service goes, and how the people kind of, the energy that people give off, you can just tell that it's very subtle and low key, but very welcoming, and it's just a very open community, and they do everything to help anybody. They doesn't matter what it is, they will get it done. They will take anybody, and they care for everyone, and I love it. I love that type of community, you know, that looks out for each other regardless of the good or bad outcome, you know. They always appreciate you know, thy neighbor, the people around us. And so I found out and recently heard that my priest, or our priest, is, or St. Stephen's priest, I apologize. He's not owned by anybody, but he does work for St. Stephen's Church, and I don't know how long. He said he's been there since 1999. And, you know, it's over 20 years at this point that he's been there, and he just believes in, I don't know much of the story or the, you know, the background of what had happened, but it seems like it's his time to move on and, you know, either change the church or change his position to become a higher role in the Catholic Church. So when I heard this, I was shocked. I mean, my mother was too, but I was so shocked that I'm like, damn, the world is changing. Everything is changing. Nothing is the same right now. And, you know, I've been witnessing this change, and it's either you stay the same and, you know, you're stubborn and, you know, you don't listen to other people and, you know, you stay the way you are, or, you know, there's other people who learn to adapt and go along with the change and try to, you know, pretty much not catch up, but, you know, stay along with the time, with the timeline. Of course, it's not a necessity or anything like of that sort, but, you know, for some people, they need that change, and they need to, you know, move on with their life to see their next chapter or see what's going to go on next. And so my mom had asked or had mentioned that we should go to church this weekend, and that it would be a good idea because we're not sure when our priest is going to be leaving. Or we can, you know, ask him ourselves to make sure that we're not missing the day that he's leaving. And I have to admit, when she first said it, I was like, oh, I'm so down for it. I'm ready for it. Like, let's go, you know. When the time comes, I'll be ready. You know, whenever the time comes, just know I'm always ready. You know, it's almost like I'm born ready, you know, and you gotta get hyped, you know what I'm saying, guys, you know, hype yourself up at that point. But when Sunday came, I have to admit, it's not that I was, like, lazy or anything, but, and of course, no disrespect to, you know, our church or in the Lord especially, but, you know how sometimes that, you know, you wake up and you just don't feel like doing shit, you know? You just don't feel like going to work. You don't feel like going to school. You don't feel like even fucking getting in the damn shower. You know, like, even the simplest things, you just don't want to go, right? Well, as a kid, you know, you do a lot of that. And then when you grow up, you think a lot of that. But then you think of, you know, your family and all the other people that makes you push you to the direction that you want to go. But like I've said before, you got to find that motive, you know, you got to push yourself, you got to find that energy to get out of that negative way of thinking of I don't want to go. Because in reality, sometimes it's not even you saying those words. It's, you know, that inner you, you know, that lazy you, that other part of you that, you know, doesn't want to do the work when you know you're more than capable of going ahead and doing it. It's just you don't feel like it, you know. We all have our ups and downs. That's just life. But we pick ourselves back up and we keep moving forward. So with that said, on Sunday, I unfortunately just didn't want to go to church. And I don't know why I even felt this way or why I even thought this way. It's just the minute I woke up, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to go. And at that point, I'm starting to just feel and think that I'm being selfish. That's the first initial, like, reaction I got for my own self at that moment. Then after, you know, I took a shower and got ready and, you know, took my time with my routine and, made sure that I was good enough to be prepared to go to church, to have the energy to, you know, interact with people and say hi to people. And because I have to admit, you know, it's not like we go to church every weekend. Every weekend. I mean, my mom's better than me than going to church. You know, she'll do some Zoom churches, you know, since we have Zoom classes that you can go ahead and, you know, be attendant for church. But, you know, I already do Zoom classes for school, and it's already not the same. So I'd rather just take my time to go ahead and go to church. And that's why I thought it was weird that I just particularly didn't want to go at that very moment. So then I've always questioned myself, if I don't do something, for example, if I don't go to church, then what am I going to do? You know, it's like, am I going to be here lazy? Am I going to just stay inside and, you know, watch football because it's Sunday? Am I going to be unproductive? You know what I mean? It's just, why continue to settle with something that you can do almost any time of the week or any time of the day? You know, we can watch TV whenever we want. You know, we can lay down almost whenever we want, depending on our situation, of course, but and our, you know, priorities and responsibilities. But, you know, if we when we can do something that we already are able to do on our own time, then why do that? You know, kind of find that alternative, find that way of not being so lazy. Or it's not even the word of being lazy, it's being negative. You know, you feel this weight on your shoulders or yourself where it's just like, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that. And so you just have to ask yourself, like, why don't I want to do it? And it's not because, oh, I don't want to do it. You can't use that answer for your excuse. You know, you have to really, like, think deep down, what is really making you not want to go? And for me, it was just the time. I don't know why or whatever, but I knew I was just being selfish. So I collected all my thoughts, I gathered myself, I regained some energy, and I was ready to go. I have to admit, and I don't know about you guys, if you've been in this position before where, you know, you don't want to do something, and the minute you go ahead and do it, or you go and you know, have fun or try to have fun, in the end you're so happy that you went. Man, I tell you, that was me on Sunday. I felt the energy, I felt the vibes, I felt the humbleness, the love, I felt everything in there. And for my mom, she had told our priest that I was diagnosed with COVID a couple days before Halloween, and I had received a concussion prior to that as well, and was also forced to receive stitches over my eye. So it was, I have to admit, it was not a great weekend to the end of October. But knowing what had happened to me, our priest was texting my mother every day, checking in every day, making sure that, you know, everything was okay with me, because they've never heard, you know, me go through something so severe, and then on top of it, getting COVID was just, you know, the cherry on damn top at that point. And so when I went to church, and, you know, our priest and all the other disciples were very caring and very not necessarily questioning or like curious of what had happened, but, you know, they wanted to just make sure and ask, you know, that everything is okay, that I'm personally okay, because You know, they can ask my mother all they want, but until they hear from me and with my own words, they're not going to know exactly how I feel. And I'm not saying that my mother is a person to obviously lie to other people or, you know, not sugarcoat or anything. But, you know, just as much as it took a toll on me, it took a toll on her as well. And so, you know, trying to, you know, be positive as much as she could and, you know, reach out to our priest so he can pray for me. And I have to admit, you know, like all the people that were praying for me, I have to admit, I felt the prayers. I felt me getting better. I felt, you know, that lift of being that weight of being lifted off my shoulders. And it wasn't a great time, I have to admit, but I wasn't going to go ahead and tell my priest that. I wasn't going to tell everybody that either, you know. I, not that like I'm downplaying it either, but then again, I'm not a person that likes to be a center of attention. I'm not a person that likes to have the spotlight. Don't get me wrong, I like to be that in certain situations when it comes to smaller groups or just friends, I guess you want to say. But when it comes to a group or a community or even like church like that, oh man, I'm nervous as hell. I'm just, you know, I'm like sweating, I'm getting anxious and stuff like that. But for some reason, I was so calm. I felt at peace. I felt like I where I needed to be at that very moment. And it hit home. It felt great being there and listening to our priest, you know, just talk. And what was crazy for me was what he had to say during his little eulogy or whatever you want to call it. But during his time that he speaks to the church, a lot of the things he was saying were just a collectiveness or a collection of what I've been saying through my podcast, like all in one, like in a bundle, just little bits and pieces, just putting together. So as he spoke, I just felt like I felt and really heard the words come off the page, and I heard the tone in his voice, the way, you know, it was coming off the page. It really touched my heart. And I have to admit, church is like, you know, 45 minutes or something like that. It's like, it's not even an hour. So that's why I always get confused and I always question myself when I'm saying like, I don't want to go to church, or I find ways almost, or I used to find ways to almost like find an excuse to not go to church. And like, that's not right, of course. Like, it's almost like disrespecting to God that you're saying you don't want to go, you know, pray, or you don't want to go do this. And that's almost the time you have to. That is the time that you should feel the most obligated to. That's the time you should be pushing yourself the most, is the times that you do not want to. Because the times that you don't want to, you never know what the outcome is going to be. You just assume the outcome, and you worry about the outcome and worry about what you have to do, when stop worrying. Take that out of your head. You know, you have to continue to practice and teach yourself that, you know, yes, it's okay to worry. It's okay to feel worried, but it's not okay for it to be so overwhelming that that's the only thing you're constantly thinking about, that you're constantly wanting to not want to do because you're so worried, or you're scared. You know, that's what it technically almost is. And by the end of it, I felt so great. Like I said, I felt at peace. And at the end, you know, everybody leaves, but the priest and all his other helpers, disciples, or other priests, I'm not sure necessarily what their title or role is, but we have four of them. And our main one that is leaving is the one who has been there the longest. And before you leave, they say goodbyes, and they check in on you, and they really ask you, like, what's going on in your life, you know? Regardless if it's 2 minutes or 20 minutes, it really doesn't matter. The fact that he is asking after a whole service, I mean, like, it's great. I love it. It's one of the best parts of leaving, even though it makes me not want to leave. It's very interesting how it makes me feel that way. But what I wanted to bring up and what I thought was great because of the messages I've been sending out, the positivity that I've been bringing to others, and I feel like the message I'm trying to provide, I felt holy. I felt like I am on the right path. So when I had spoken to my priest, it was just as if, you know, as if it was one connection, as if, you know, we felt each other more than ever. And, you know, we've been going to this church for more than like 6, 7 years, 8 years. I don't even know how long it's been at this point. But he's the priest that is leaving, and, you know, he was more questioning me and asking me how I was doing and, you know, how I got through COVID and, you know, just asking, you know, like, how my symptoms and just the basic questions that anybody would ask after you, that someone would have a type of sickness such as that. And it was crazy because I don't know how we jumped to this topic or how we got there, but I asked him, you know, when is his last day? When is he officially leaving? And he said January 9th. And I was like, okay, you know, we'll be there. I didn't even hesitate. I didn't even think about it. I even looked at my mom and told her that, you know, we'll be there supporting him. And, you know, he's a leader, and, you know, the way he leads, his followers will go. You know, the followers will follow. He doesn't have to worry about that. And even if they didn't, he is that great of a priest, in my opinion, that he will touch other hearts and other people wherever he goes. He will find another community and will build another community. As much as not going to be the same as the first one he's ever done and made and put together, at least he knows and has, you know, the skills and the mindset to get there, you know. And I have to admit, it felt like a little of a sad moment, you know, a little, like, I felt him not wanting to leave, but he knows he has to leave. It was just one of those, you could tell they were tearing themselves apart, even just talking about it. It was just crazy. And all I had to say was, you shouldn't, you know, put your head down. You know, you should be happy that you're moving on to a new chapter in your life. And this is me speaking to my priest. And, like, I'm not saying that I can't speak positively to my priest, but when in the past when I've spoken to him, it's just something, you know, checking in, see how you're doing, how's school, how's life, how, you know, how are the dogs, just checking in on our livelihood. And, you know, I've always kept it just short and sweet, but it just felt like, even though he didn't ask for a helping hand or ask for his spirits to be lifted, it really felt like his spirit was lifted after I said what I said, and after I was letting him know that it shouldn't be something, you know, sad or bad, that it should be something positive, you know, something that could be light to your next, you know, destination. You know, his destination was never to stay there, you know, according to God's plan, and that's okay, you know. And I felt like he was so shocked what I had to say, and so in disbelief that he just was so humbled and was like, wow, you know, you're absolutely right. It is a new chapter in my life. I should be thinking positively. And so I let him know, you know, you shouldn't be stressing about it just too much at this very moment. You know, you should, you know, appreciate what you have at the moment, you know, take it all in at this very moment. And, you know, when the time comes, the time will come. You know, the time is coming. But what kills us more as human beings, what kills us inside, is that we know when it's coming. We know the date. So it's like we're counting down the days. Like, no, we should appreciate the days that we're counting down to something greater, something better. And, you know, I can't thank my mother enough for the way she's raised me, and just that I can't settle to just be, you know, quiet and just not speak up. I've always felt like I needed to speak up and speak up for the Lord and speak up through Him, and that will never change. So as much as I feel like I had touched my priest's heart, I feel like I'm hopefully I'm touching other people's hearts as well, and, you know, letting people know that, like, I will always continue to let you guys know that you're not alone. You know, regardless of what you're going through in your life, you are not alone. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Thanksgiving is coming up, so just continue to keep your head up, continue to pray, continue to remove all negative energy, negative spirit, negative people all around you, and just continue to pray with positivity, with hope and faith, and the Lord will continue to be there for you just as much as you are there for Him. So with that said, guys, thank you again for listening. I appreciate y'all. God bless y'all, and amen.